This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is bypassing the nation's elected lawmakers as he claims the authority to defer payroll taxes and extend an expired unemployment benefit. Trump signed several executive orders at his New Jersey golf club Saturday after negotiations with Congress on a new coronavirus rescue package collapsed. The president moved to continue paying a supplemental federal unemployment benefit for millions of Americans out of work during the outbreak. However, he reduced it from $600 a week to $400. Trump also extended a moratorium on evictions, deferred payroll taxes for a year, and continued a suspension of student loan repayments. It is not clear how much of what the president has signed will actually occur, because the Constitution gives Congress the power to allocate federal money. Protests continued in the streets of Beirut Saturday night after a day of demonstrations over Tuesday's devastating explosion that killed nearly 160 people and injured almost 6,000. Police fired tear gas at stone-throwing protesters, and some demonstrators stormed the Foreign Ministry building during Saturday's protests. Aya Majoub is a human rights researcher who told Britain's Sky News that people are furious that government officials knew that more than 2,700 tons of explosive material was being stored in Beirut's port.
There hasn't been a single apology. There have been barely any resignations and none amongst high-level officials. I mean, it's just the response has been absolutely shocking.
The disaster has increased public anger in a country already reeling from an economic crisis and the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. Beijing's top representative office in Hong Kong said Saturday that sanctions imposed by the United States on senior Hong Kong and Chinese officials were clowning actions that would not frighten or intimidate Chinese people. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Beijing's top representatives in Hong Kong said on Saturday that sanctions imposed by Washington on senior Hong Kong and Chinese officials were clowning actions. Separately, the Hong Kong government said the sanctions were, quote, shameless and despicable. We will not be intimidated, a government spokesman said. The United States on Friday imposed sanctions on Luo Huining, the head of China's liaison office, as well as Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, and other current and former officials. Washington accuses these officials of curtailing political freedoms in the global financial hub. The sanctions freeze any U.S. assets of the officials, prohibit them from carrying out business in the country, and generally bar Americans from doing business with them. The move accelerates rapidly deteriorating Sino-U.S. ties, more than a month after Beijing imposed sweeping national security legislation on Hong Kong.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Police say at least 18 people were killed and 123 injured when a special return flight for Indians stranded abroad because of the coronavirus skidded off a hilltop runway and cracked in two while landing Friday in heavy rain. AP's Zaria Shakali reports.
Officials said among the injured, at least 15 were in critical condition. Both pilots of the Air India Express flight died, the airline said in a statement, adding that four cabin crew members were safe. The airline said the two-year-old Boeing 737-800 flew from Dubai to Kozhikode, also called Calicut in Kerala, India's southernmost state. There were 174 adult passengers, 10 infants, two pilots and four cabin crew members on board. I'm Zaria Shakili.
At least nine people were killed and nearly 20 others injured Saturday in a car bomb blast at the front gate of a Somali military base in Mogadishu. Government security officials contacted by VOA have confirmed that eight of those killed were government soldiers, and other casualties included members of the soldiers' families who were at the base at the time. Hospital sources have confirmed that around 20 wounded people, mainly soldiers, were injured in the blast. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for Saturday's explosion, claiming they killed dozens of government soldiers. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.